I'm a bad man. Oh, I'm not ashamed of.
Not ashamed. Not ashamed.
I'm a bad man, little bitch. I don't need no love. I need nuts. Yes, I do.
Need a good shoot.
Shoot, they do. Y'all ever watch Waiting to Exhale?
Shoo, 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 shoo,
shoo,
shoo,
shoo,
shoo,
shoo,
shoo,
shoo,
shoo,
we will exhale.
Shoo, shoo,
hey, I said, shoo, shoo, bitch, you better shoo,
shoo,
bitch, you better shoo. I know you gon' shoo,
shoo, shoo.
We shoo, will exhale.
Shoo,
shoo. That's good stuff right there, gentlemen.
Now you're listening.
I didn't mean that. It's to emphasize. It's nigga.
Now you're listening to NWO podcast.
See, now you found yourself a nigga. You were looking for a nigga?
That's beautiful.
Nigga
here now. All that
see?
Shit.
Ross. Ladies and gents, welcome back to another installment of the NWO podcast with the hometown Haitians who love to aggravate and agitate and cause your heart to palpitate.
Little bitch, we some niggas. With a bitch.
Manila.
We some niggas. With a bitch.
I say,
we some niggas. With a bitch.
Manila.
We some niggas. With a pin,
I swear, yeah.
Nigga with a pin, 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 nigga. I know some niggas and they got opinions. Bitch, you need opinions, come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions, come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions, come and get them from these niggas. Hey, on the table, smoking some weed. Got E and J, and that's all I fucking need. They say I'm soft, they say I'm a bitch. So I'm finna come back up in this shit and drop dick. Ain't no fucking around.
Okay.
I got G's up, I got hoes up. Ben in this bitch, so is Ricky. Christy in this shit, my nigga Chris. I don't know why I call her Christy. I don't know why I call him Christy. Cause his name is Chris. Vegan Trap Lord. Here is where we do the Vegan Trap Lord. I'm holding all the carrots. Throwing shit like Garrett. Repeating like a parrot. I got weed, I won't share it. Ooh. I got some weed with some flaring. And I'm gonna blare it. Blair Witch Project. I said the Blair Witch Project. I got three hoes in the cockpit. I got three hoes in the cockpit.
Bitch, baby lie.
Oh, bitch.
Baby lie. Bitch, baby lie.
You bitch.
I swear ya. Bitch, baby lie. I swear ya. Bitch, baby lie.
You bitch. We some niggas. Pull the trigger.
I swear ya.
Making figures.
Baby lie.
We some niggas. We some niggas.
Baby lie.
Pull the trigger.
I swear ya.
Getting figures. We some niggas.
That was wrong.
We some niggas.
Mixtape coming soon.
That was a collaborative effort.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if y'all felt that.
From the beginning.
Mixtape on the way. Mixtape on the way. That's all you want to know about that.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, this is yet another episode of the NWO podcast. I'm 1/3 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot at me. And per the usual, I'm joined by my brothers in all buffoonery plus.
Yo.
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
Vegan Trap Lord.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Your Highness. A.K.A.
It's fucked up already, man. It's fucked up already.
E and J.
Title episode, A.K.A.
A.K.A. How's everyone feeling, man?
I am fucked up. I waited too long. I've been sipping and smoking.
My dog plus fresh off of tour, fresh off of cruises, fresh off of commercials. God damn, nigga, you dedicated to this fucking entertainment shit.
I thought Let me tell you, I don't know what the fuck my roommate's doing in my room. I've not been there in fucking months. I don't know what the fuck is going on in my house. I've been cash-apping my landlord rent and fucking sleeping at my mother's house.
You haven't been
there. It's fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid as shit.
So, pretty much, I can go to New York and have free room and board.
It's fucking available. If you want it, I can Airbnb it right the fuck now.
Maya, pack your bags.
I have, like, literally, I still have a 3.5 at home waiting for me. I can't wait to get back to that shit. I did a 5-day fucking cruise. I just got off of that shit. I did a collaborative 5-day cruise with like a Haitian band, Class. They did Class. Performances and we did a comedy show. It was lit.
That's some niggas that sing.
All that shit. It's a song about getting married because, you know, that's what Haitian niggas do for residents. I'm going to marry you and steal your residence.
I'm going to marry you and steal all your credit, baby.
And bring my real family. Wait till you meet my real wife. Oh, she is so nice.
Hey, T-Gene.
Oh, shit. Richard, what the fuck you do this weekend?
Oh, man. This weekend, I chilled. Went to work, and I went to Sybil's grand opening, man.
She was groovy.
Shout out to Kel for Crohn's. Sybil just opened up her office. All of us showed love, man. And again, congrats, Sybil. Make sure you guys check out Kel for Crohn's.
Christabel, what did you do this weekend?
Man, pulled up. Well, I smoked first, and then I pulled up.
Necessary. Very necessary.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we was cooling at Sybil's grand opening.
Dang.
It was awesome. It was smooth, man. She always does, like, all her events are always very classy. And
Vibes.
No, she does good work.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why I'm
respect due to the real toe.
Yeah, for real.
Ben 1010, what did you do this weekend?
Same thing. Sybil threw an amazing event, per the usual.
Of course.
And just like Chris said, shout out to the real toe. And other than that,
people don't understand how rare it is that we hang out outside of the podcast.
We can wear hair so much.
Exactly.
But two things. One, I want to hang out more.
Exactly.
And two, this nigga Eli's voice. What the fuck
did you
is
hear
going
it, bro?
On, bro?
Did you hear it, bro? My son's voice is changing, fam. And I'm not sure. I'm losing my baby, son. Shit's wild, bro, B.
I know. I can't imagine how you feel as a dad, but me, as a friend looking at it, I'm like, bro, this shit is crazy,
my
dog.
Nigga. It's like, so I was talking to him, and like, you know, when you're speaking to him, because you know how, like, you never notice the transition into puberty. You just realize one day the nigga voice different. Correct. But today, like, I was talking to him, and it was normal, but I recorded him. And then on the playback, I was like, this shit sound a little froggy. Like, oh, shit. This musty nigga's about to go deep on me, bro.
This musty nigga.
Oh, my God. And, like, I come from a family of bass voices.
Right.
There's some deep... No, I'm not going to say that's gay. I'm not going to say gul gosh niggas in my family.
Gul gosh.
Look how that's gay made you niggas uncomfortable. Fucking fuck you. Settle down. Loosen up your shoulders. Fuck. The fuck is the matter?
Gua Gorge made everybody like, oh shit. All the Haitian niggas in the room like, oh shit.
Okay, let's get to fucking business. Well, let's start off with our real nigga of the week. Bun B shot a nigga for literally...
Real nigga of the week.
This nigga, so apparently this jackass... pulled up in Bun B's house, took off with his wife's luxury car. Like, he had his wife at gunpoint, and they kind of pulled up and tried to take the car. Bun B fucking saw him. Bang, bang, boom. Heard a commotion, went to go. And now he's a little bitch. He shot his... Wait, it says he shot a robber in arm defense. Yes, he fucking shot him.
Big mistake coming to the wrong house, motherfucker.
You went to an underground king's house.
Sorry.
And that old gangster shot your ass.
Somebody tweeted, He went to UGK's. He went to UGK's house. He met with one nigga, only to be sent to the other nigga.
Oh Lord! Oh Lord! Oh Lord!
Literally, that's what he heard.
Oh Lord! Oh God! That's so good.
That's funny
if only
as
Twitter
fuck.
Can use their powers for good.
Nah, Twitter's real. Amazing. But yeah, man. Shout out to Bun B, dog. Like. Bare arms, dog. You come into my fucking house to fuck shit, nigga, I'm finna bust a cap in your motherfucking ass. Houston style, nigga. I can only imagine fucking Bun B shooting at a nigga with fucking chopping screw music being played in the background.
Shooting with my pistol. Okay, well, speaking of being shot in the ass and taking things in the ass, fucking Lifetime is doing a part two. They're airing a follow-up special surviving R. Kelly, The Impact.
Why, dog?
May 4th at 10.
All right, this is a money grab. This is now. This is for ratings and, like, come on, dog. Like, he's done. He's crucified.
But isn't that what it was the whole time?
Well, so this says that the difference is this Impact will feature clips from the original special along with interviews with journalists, legal experts, nonprofit organizations, and psychologists. As they discuss accusations made against R. Kelly, viewers will also get an in-depth look at R. Kelly's viral CBS interview with Gayle King. As many of you know, since the airing of Survival R. Kelly, he has parted ways with Read More in Shade Room. I'm not doing that.
Hey,
bro, also saying, like, okay, all right, fine, we got it. We've unpacked the R. Kelly story. Now we're able to form our own conclusion of how we feel about the motherfucker. Fuck that nigga. So what is this supposed to do?
You know why they do it? Because I'm going to watch. That's why.
Pretty much.
That's why they do it.
I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't watched the first shit. I haven't watched the first shit.
Just because I know like the soundtrack to the documentary is his music.
It's going to be amazing. The music is going to be amazing.
It has an amazing soundtrack. Unfortunately, all of R. Kelly's rape documentaries have the best soundtracks. Oh my God, they should sell them.
I shouldn't be laughing at that, but no.
But they have great soundtracks. it's like right here. I'm not trying to be rude. Oh, R. God. Kelly raped me when I was 15, but baby girl is into you. Why would you play that in the background? It's just not helpful. You want me to fucking bop or feel sympathy?
Well, I made it. I'm the world's greatest. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is like the third R. Kelly song we've sang today. It's like 10 minutes. We can't do this.
Yeah. Okay. We can go all night.
Big cap.
Big cap.
Okay. Speaking of big cap, fucking Kanye West wants to start his own church. Okay.
Big cap.
Major
fucking,
cap.
Fucking Yeezy Christ. This is a Kanye West has been having jam sessions lately where he and his choir take people to church by their powerful voices, gospel songs they perform. He's been doing that every Sunday, blah, 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 blah. According to people, he crowds his services, are drawing in inspired, blah, blah. Where's the shit? I'm just reading through it. Where's the shit?
Tell us. I don't know.
Okay, the shit isn't here. It's reportedly. I think it's bullshit because it's a fluff and no shit. Where's the shit?
I just want to let you guys know, if that happened to me, he would have crucified me. Plus would have crucified me had that been me.
Okay. See? Okay, first of all. Everybody here. No.
He blamed the internet.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Whose fucking job is research? Let's take a break. Whose fucking job is that? Who's the head of the NWO research department? Who's the head of our research and development department?
Hey, where is your laptop, dog? Okay.
The head of our research and development department is fucking off.
Listeners, drunk. Listeners, if you're confused as to the head of research department, I'm confused with you as well. I had no clue.
You are the head of our research department for this program. Hey, this is my brother. This is my brother.
Hey, but fuck y'all and fuck Kanye with his fucking religion. Like, get the fuck out of here, Kanye. Isn't he broke? Like, shit, what's going on?
He was broke.
Is he broke?
He was.
Still. Before we unpack this religion shit, I'm confused about Kanye. How is he broke when he's Kanye? Adidas, the discography,
Bad Loans.
I think there's Kim. How's he broke?
I think people underestimate the amount of money he poured into that fashion shit. How much money he poured into dick, to ride dick, to be accepted.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Stop. That's kind of slowed down.
I'm sure that Kim's keeping the lights on, and he's around because he can produce nigger babies at mass.
Yeah.
Like, that family is a nigger baby factory. What? Let me tell you. They are piping them out.
And I'm trying to understand why. Like, why? Because they can easily decide to keep the bloodline Caucasian.
Pierre.
Don't you see a little reality show? They're all the same age.
Black babies are a thing, bro.
No, I know that, but, like, you don't really see that happen with, like, billionaire families.
Mm, they be adopting black kids, bro.
What are you talking about?
Possibly. Now they cut out the middleman.
If anything happens, you know who getting custody. Don't play stupid. You know who getting custody.
Facts. He already
because as crazy. Long as you have a black baby, you can always be a part of black culture.
Mm-hmm. Kanye's children will keep keeping up with the Kardashians alive forever.
Yeah.
It's just if they ever divorce, that storyline alone will keep that shit rocking forever. Black China and Dream is some shit waiting to bubble.
Because Kanye and Kim are going to get a divorce.
It's not going to last forever. Yeah. There's no fucking way.
I think somewhere down the line.
There's no fucking way.
Why not?
No, bro.
Why?
Too much shenanigans.
Too much. Yeah. They're going to get a divorce.
At some point, she's going to have to disassociate herself from his shit.
Yeah.
Why?
Kanye is about to unravel. The Kim Kardashian I'm about to unravel.
He's starting a church.
This nigga's at the
fucking... I don't see anybody unraveling. But listen, he's starting a church. That man is moving very tight.
When he's no longer...
The Kim Kardashian... Well, not Kim Kardashian, but the Kardashian clan as a whole, they're all about the money. Like, if you may potentially hurt their bottom line, other than in ways that Chris is actually okay with, you gotta go.
So when he's no longer able to sell albums at the rate that he was selling albums, and the minute Adidas separates with him, he's gone.
So you're saying he's going to stop making quality music?
Yeah. And when Adidas...
No.
I don't know about that.
No.
Because the word quality is a little subjective.
Some people say, did you guys fuck with Ye? I fucked with Ye.
Loved it. Loved it.
I was a... Loved. But we're Kanye enthusiasts.
The Cudi shit, the Ghost See Whatever the Fuck. Yeah, loved
kids
it.
Kids See Ghosts.
Loved it.
Fire.
Loved it.
But yeah, we don't count because we're Kanye and Cudi.
No.
But if
either,
I didn't
I
like
wanted
it.
To hate him so fucking bad. But it was beautiful.
I didn't really like the Nas joint.
I had a few. I mean, I liked a few. Cop Shot a Kid was cool.
Cop Shot a Kid. That's a win-win song.
I had maybe one or two songs.
The shit with the Dream was cool.
The Teyana Taylor everything. Album was amazing.
I thought it was trashola. Didn't like a thing on it.
I liked it. Except for the pussy song.
That last song pussy. Was...
It's all fucking filler music as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, with Kanye starting this whole new religion, because that's the original topic that we brought up.
Fuck you.
I don't get it. I know he does his church thing whatever it is he's doing every Sunday.
Yeah, some type of Sunday service shit.
Yeah, they're all in all white and they're in the desert, like jamming out.
They're in Yeezus clothes.
Yeah, so, like, does he provide the white robes or do you have to come with your own?
I know is that Khloe Kardashian wore a golden dress and she had on Butter Timberlands as the shoes. I'm not sure what's going on.
You know, I'm sick of her in particular.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I can go on a rant about Khloe.
Yeah.
But
I'm still mad about what she did to Lamar.
Okay, well, speaking of yellow bitches with big rumps, Demetria Obilior posted some shit that Ben sent me that I thought was very, very interesting.
Since when do we announce topics like that?
This time we throw you under the bus, nigga.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you guys.
It's your time, nigga.
You guys went on Urkin trick, buddy. This says James Madison High School in Houston is enforcing a parent dress code. The school will turn away parents who show up wearing bonnets, hair rollers, pajamas, leggings, sagging pants, short shorts, etc. The parent dress code was implemented by Principal Carlotta Outley Brown, a black professional who has received praise from the likes of why does the fuck does that matter? Ellen DeGeneres for her devotion to the school she has worked for. I give my opinion in the video. Let me know what you think. We don't have her opinion. Fuck her opinion. What do you guys think?
Fuck you. I'm dropping my fucking kid off. What the fuck does it matter what I'm wearing to drop my fucking kid off if my kid is in dress code?
Not your, but yo, I ain't gonna. Sometimes you take your kid to school. Shorty's coming to school, dropping her son off, and what she
you see went nipples
to the club last night in, bro, like skirt up to right there, like, bro, that shit's crazy. Wasting that shit. It's a violation sometimes because you gotta understand, there's kids out there. Like, how you gonna explain to your son over a Pop Tart?
Those are titties.
Ass cheeks. Why, Dad? Why are
you
her
shouldn't go
out?
Anywhere in a sand cap or rollers? I mean,
the sand cap or roller thing, I think, is kind of racial.
You think?
Yeah, because I mean, you specifically talking about one set of people. Only one For set sure. of people do that.
So I think unfortunately, that's kinda racial. Take that shit out your head before you leave the house.
That's all.
Nah, fuck that. Sometimes you don't have to leave the house, and it's humid early in the morning. You gotta leave that shit on.
That's ridiculous. I guess he's sticking my first turban. People, I can't really.
I'm capping for the ladies that get their hair done.
You look fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
you look like Chef Boyardee in the fucking school.
Take that bullshit.
Get the fuck out of here.
The fuck these.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Don't embarrass me.
7 o'clock in the morning is bonnet time.
Then again, I also think those fucking do-rag guys are assholes too.
I fucking hate the do-rag guys. I hate them. I hate you especially. Do-rag guys.
I mean, I guess I just hate New York niggas. I guess I can just say that. I guess is what we're saying. We hate them as okay.
Facts.
There's no way to transition into this, so we're just going to talk about it. We have a 13-year-old girl who died after being jumped by two teens on her way to fucking school.
Wow.
It's fucking crazy.
Now, what are parents for these motherfuckers at?
As a parent, right, like, what do you do when two kids kill your... Like, what do you do?
I'm killing your parents.
You have to kill somebody.
I'm fading somebody. Your
yeah, somebody. You got to off somebody, bro.
I'm going to go to OCOP and have a conversation.
What?
There's no way, bro. Like, you send your kid to school, you get a phone call that now they're dead.
Who is raising the kids that beat this girl up?
That's a good question.
Well, I mean, you could say that, but I mean, I've jumped people. Lots of people have jumped people. Niggas get jumped. I'm not saying it's right, but when you ask, like, who raised the people that jumped these people, I guess the same people that raised me. I mean, because, unfortunately, you know the shit's stupid. Like, one wrong blow to the temple and shit goes the way you intended.
Shit gets weird. Shit gets very
because
weird.
Because I'm sure their intention wasn't murder.
No, I don't think that.
But, I mean, but... No, real shit. They're kids. No one said I was trying to merc shit today.
No, you're right. You're right.
It just sucks all around.
That's still, why you gotta, man, people got to understand fighting is not something you just say, yo, I'm going to go outside and fight. You never know how easy it is to kill somebody. Could have a glass jaw. You punch nigga in his shit and his whole shit turn around.
Okay.
Next thing you know, you're doing life.
Yeah, these bitches gonna be gone forever. Speaking of gone forever, they just released like a million fucking names for the 2020 Democratic fucking field. I'm gonna read some of these fuckers off. These niggas look awful. Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Julian Castro. No fucking way, buddy. There's no way. Julian Castro, you're not even in it. John Delaney, Tootsie Gabbard, you're not in it. Kirsten Gillibrand, no fucking way. Beto, no fucking way. Seth Moulton, Wayne Messam. Look at this nigga. Look at Wayne Messam.
Yeah, no way.
Wayne Messam doesn't stand a fucking chance.
Yeah.
Look at his fucking face.
Yeah.
No, Wayne Messam.
They ain't even like properly pixelated. <He's, nigga.
laughs> Amy Klobuchar, Jay Inslee, John Hicklin Looper. Fuck you, buddy. Kamala Harris, I don't trust you, bitch. Tim Ryan, Bernie Sanders, he's back. Eric Solwell, Elizabeth Warren, I don't trust you, bitch. Mm-hmm. Marianne Williamson, Andrew Yang, no fucking way in hell, buddy. There are not going to be any Yang or Castro presidents for a while. You guys have a long ways to go.
The nigga with the last name Castro is brave as fuck.
Like, get the fuck out. Are you crazy?
Where's the...
Is that what you think?
You don't use common... Where's your common sense?
Like, why won't you make your middle name? Like, why won't you be like... Okay, his name... Where the fuck is Castro? It's Julian Castro. Why won't you be like J.C. Charles or some shit? Like, why would you...
Nah. J.C. Charles?
Because niggas is going to find out your last name is Castro and you're out of here.
I mean, then again... Fucking Barack's middle name is Hussein.
Yes.
I don't know how that shit slid.
That's his middle name, bro.
I don't know how that shit slid.
What's your middle name?
I saw that shit.
I don't have one. Haitians do that. Haitians don't do that. Haitians do that sometimes.
So no one, anybody else here have a middle name?
No. Ben's middle name is Aloysius, and then Ricky's middle name is Percy.
I think so. Schneider.
Really?
Yes.
That's fucking disgusting. You're Ricky Schneider?
It's hilarious.
Ricky Schneider. That's who you
are. Yes. Yes.
You sound like a fucking porn star. Ricky Schneider. You sound like a fucking private detective. Ricky Schneider.
I hate it.
Ricky Schneider, fucking pet detective. What the fuck is that?
I don't know where they got that shit from.
Spell Schneider.
It's spelled the German way. S C H N I E D E R.
What the fuck are Haitians doing in Germany? What the fuck? Ben, what's your middle name?
I can get your foot on my foot.
My bad.
I don't have a middle name.
Fuck you. You're lying.
Aloysius.
Ben Aloysius B. You really don't have one?
Wayne.
No, I don't.
Wayne? Christopher Wynn. What's his middle name?
Niggas be? Not have middle Wynn. Names, bro.
Wait, Ben, you really, really don't have one. Are you fucking with me? Just tell me you don't want to tell me. I'd rather you tell me you don't want to tell me this if you don't have one.
Okay, I don't want to tell you.
You bitch. You're a lying bitch. You're a son of a bitch.
Hey, somebody you pour lied. Ben some more ENT.
You lied.
Somebody never pour Ben some more ENT.
You lied. Y'all need to worship him.
Let me get some of that, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to get your middle name tonight, nigga.
All right, let's get down to fucking... Well, wait, first of all, do any of niggas know who y'all finna vote for already?
I'm voting for Biden.
Yeah. I don't like Biden.
Y'all trust that nigga? He look creepy. I don't like his face.
I don't trust politicians in general.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we live in a world where we have to accept the lesser of two evils. If you're actually going to cast a vote. Well, except for you. Because you went independent.
I went independent.
You went independent. So good for you.
I mean, it was still a waste. I might as well just should have voted for Trump and just been. I'd rather be a winner than a fucking loser. I'm going to be on the winning team. Fuck this. I think the Cory Booker guy looks the best for me right now. He's just a lot yellower than I'd like people to be. But other than that, I think he's all right. I'm not fucking with Joe Biden yet. I don't like Barry Sanders' views on reparations. I don't fuck with Elizabeth Warren. Andrew Yang, there's no fucking way in hell, that's all. John Hicklin Hooper, fucking no way in hell. Kamala Harris is way more yellower than I'd like people to be. Fuck her. Any other thoughts on this shit before we move? Nobody gives a fuck. Perfect. No, all right. Okay.
Covered it.
We tried to be niggas with diversity, but not today.
Niggas with diversity. NWD.
I'm just not talking politics. Politics.
There's some niggas. Okay. Ben, what is the youngest age that a 32-year-old man should date?
32 in particular?
Particular.
32? I think anything under 21 may be weird.
Why is that weird? Because it's certainly legal. Let's talk.
It is legal, but you have... What? It is legal, but you have... like, people who are 21 and above, they have access to experience a lot more of life. And they have different experiences than 21 and younger. Only because you have alcohol involved and you could find yourself in different rooms as opposed to people who were 21 and younger. Well, 20 and younger. So I think it may be weird if a 32-year-old was dating like somebody who was 18 or 19 or 20. I think it's weird.
Is it weird if he's just fucking?
Oh, gosh, just fucking. I mean, yeah. Yeah, because you might be taking advantage of somebody who's maybe physically an adult, but mentally kind of stifled and
this
childlike.
This is bullshit. So I have to wait for her to be physically legal and then mentally legal.
I mean, it's for me, it's weird. Like, me, at my age, I'm not dating anybody who's 18, 19, 20, or 21, or 22. I'm not dating anybody that young.
It's not about, like, fucking whether you waiting. It's just, like, you're a certain age now, bro. Like, you got to stop aiming so low. It looks weird.
That you're hanging around high schools and shit?
Not, I mean, 18 is not necessarily just high
school. That's true. They're adults.
But it's still, like, you specifically targeting that age where it's like she just got there and you're fucking 30 something, my nigga. Like, you need to start looking forward. You need to be tackling the 35 and
find you Agnes, my nigga,
in the 48s.
Ricky, what's the youngest age that a fucking 32-year-old man should be dating? I'm gonna burn your black ass blacker, bitch.
25
Yeah.
Why 25? That's high as fuck.
I just
I
just think that, like, anything younger than that, these, like, mostly, like, women are trying to find themselves and
go find this dick.
Trying to understand. Yeah, I bet they like that. Trying to find themselves and trying to understand who they are as women. Like around 22, they're at that stage where they're like, they're trying to prove to you that they are the woman that they say that they are.
Dummies.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest with you, like, who wants to deal with that? Like, they're fucking crazy. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't want to try and keep up with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to the City Girls all the time. That's just my, I don't want to do that.
Okay, yeah. You're a real ass bitch. Give a fuck about it. Like, I get it. All right, yeah. That's all cool and fun. But you're doing it while you're drinking a fucking milkshake and pain, and four of you are eating fries.
Demasco, bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, the Steak and Shake dinners are cool and dates are cool, but after, you know, when we get to 25, it's like they on some more like grown shit. Like, they trying to.
I'm going to call it 23. That's a fucking college graduate. Fuck that here.
Okay. That
that is a fucking college. I don't know what the fuck you want.
That's a little bit.
Y'all still have things to talk about.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's a little bit more reasonable. You're growing, plus.
No. I mean, I don't fuck young bitches anyway. I hate them. With all my heart, I hate them.
Okay.
They're fucking idiots. Okay. I'm just saying, I think you should have the right to fuck them. That's all. I think 19 is fair pussy. I think it's fair ground. I don't want it, but I support my brother's right to fuck that adult pussy. It's ripe.
Young bitches.
It's a red mango.
Oh, my God.
It's no longer green. It's no longer yellow. It's perfect. You waited, and now you can pluck it. Those are the rules. It's in a constitution. I don't want it, but I'm just saying it's in a constitution.
Did you expect a different answer from him? Come on.
No. I'm not sure why I'm surprised by anything.
I just don't understand why people are so weird about legal pussy. It makes me so. I'm angry. Why are you fucking so? Why are you scrunching up your face?
Because I'm thinking about a guy that's like fucking 32, talking to like my little sister, bro.
There were niggas like, there were 60, 70-year-old niggas. This is their range. 18, 19, 20 is their ballpark. Sugar daddies is how, that's how they eat.
But niggas are willing to pay. Because it's been so long, my nigga.
Because I had some young tender.
Yo, some respect. What the hell?
My shit never rings. This is ridiculous.
It's very disrespectful to the program.
Peace.
I'm just saying.
Help me.
If I found out some 32-year-old guy was like hollering at my sister who's 19, 18 years old, I'm going to find that again. I'm going to have a conversation with him because what you're doing.
What is there to talk about?
I know what you're doing.
There's nothing to talk about.
I know what you're doing.
What conversation are you going to have with
him? I know what you're doing.
There's nothing to talk about.
Do.
You know what he's
there
for.
She's 19. We all know what he's trying to do.
He's there to milli rock. That's what he's there to do.
I know what he's doing.
Fuck are you talking about? There's no conversation to be had. You show him a pistol. Sir, don't come around here anymore. We don't require your services anymore.
We don't want you here.
You keep your beef ranks to yourself.
Speaking of keeping shit to himself, after Kevin Hart's recent special, is Kevin Hart washed?
He's been washed. Been washed. That nigga's not funny.
That nigga not washed, bro.
Can you lend that nigga a pencil?
I think he's mass producing shit, but I think the nigga's still funny. Like, he can still make you laugh.
What's he mass producing? You think he's mass producing content?
And I think, like, when you do that, you kind of, like, spread, you wear yourself thin.
Okay, but
because you can't be great at one particular thing when you're doing everything.
What exact content are we talking about?
Right.
Huh?
What exact content are we, like he's not in any
He's shitting out movies.
What?
He just did the fucking shit with Ryan Cranston. He just did a fucking Think Like a Man 6. Like, there's a lot. And then the fucking Hollywood Husbands of Haiti shit. There's a lot of things he's doing. That he's doing this fucking tour with Plastic.
So when we say washed, are we talking about like as a stand-up comedian? Because maybe he's not washed as an actor, but stand-up comedian-wise, that last special was...
Because for me, like, when you say a nigga washed, that means they're like, who's the new nigga then? Ain't no new nigga.
Nah.
It's still just Kevin. Who is it? Is it my... Oh, I'm sorry. Who is it?
Very nice. I feel like he's a different type of funny now. Like, his funny is a lot more mainstream.
Yeah,
I think it might be us, if I'm being honest.
What do you mean?
I think we might be next.
Ooh.
But come on.
Well played.
Take that. Richard, who do you think is more demanding in relationships, men or women?
Men.
Fuck you. Why?
Because if you're dating a Haitian man, they want a home-cooked meal.
Uh-huh.
They want a clean house.
Talk that.
They want pussy on demand.
Mm-hmm.
Message.
They want everything.
Message.
I know I do.
Message.
I'll speak for myself.
So what do you think women expect of you?
Fuck us.
What do you think women expect of you?
Expect of us?
Yeah.
As men? Loyalty. Mm. Money. Mm. Something that they can pridefully put on social media to portray that the relationship is perfect.
Oh, come on,
you're doing so good.
Almost on a roll, man.
He's almost a human being.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck that, nigga. We back on the ANJ, man.
Okay.
You know,
Ben, who do you think is more demanding in relationships, men or women?
Demanding. Jesus, I wasn't prepared to answer yet. I feel like it may be men. Men, because we expect the woman to portray a certain image that's appropriate in his eyes. We expect women to open their legs when we ask. We expect women to have food on the table. We expect women to have the house clean. We expect women to take care of the children and everything like that. And what they expect of us is things that we should be doing naturally anyway, like providing for the house, being a protector, you know, things that we shouldn't inherently do without being asked. But it's very within the realm of possibility that we ask them to do all the things that we expect of them, like forcefully. I'm sorry, did
so
I
then you think you? That's so you think it's men by a landslide then?
Yeah, kinda. I do.
Chris, who do you think is more demanding, men or women in those relationships?
It's funny because being married has taught me a lot about compromise. So it's just finding this space where you don't demand more than you're giving. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't have it to give you this week, I can't demand you give it to me either. You know what I mean?
I don't. I have no idea what the fuck that means.
So, like, all right, if, let's say I'm having a bad day at work. I come home, I'm really short, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really myself, per se. And then the next day, might have had a better day at work, But maybe wifey had a bad day at the house with the baby. It was rough or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I can't try to say, oh, why are you letting that ruin our vibe if I, the day before, let it ruin our vibe?
Why are you tripping? Hey. I'm happy now. Okay? I said, I'm back. So cheer up. And fix your face.
Wonder how this shit sounds straight up.
Smile, bitch.
Fix your face. Fix your face. Ooh. Ooh. Fix your face. Hey. Fix your face.
Oh.
Fix your face. Now you frown there.
Hey.
Your face is brown there.
Hey.
Bitch, you must be clowning. Cause my spirit, you is down.
Oh. Now you grounded.
Pussy, I pounded. I be around it. Like Ariel, I be floundering.
Boy, that ass is astounding.
I want a mounting.
Bitch, I'm about to pound it.
Ooh. 1, 2, 3, I'm about to count it. This shit's <smile. laughs> fine.
Y'all niggas are maestros.
Niggas like, 1, 2, 3, I'm about to count. Fuck y'all niggas, I'm awake now. What I missed?
Well, I want y'all to know.
Been okay. Setting this nigga on fire.
People listening, I want you to tweet the time that you can tell when Ricky is taking a nap in the middle of the show. I want y'all to know Ricky takes 4 naps to show, and you fuckers never notice. I'm so furious. He's a fucking ninja because he'll jump right back. What's up? Yeah, I think.
Oh shit!
You son of a bitch.
Let's go. All right, I got my power napping. I'm good. You know, like when niggas are playing sports, they be like, I got my second win.
This nigga had a Gatorade.
All right, peep this scenario. You invite a woman out to happy hour. Woman shows up, but instead of ordering drinks from the happy hour menu, she orders premium drinks.
1738.
Do you say anything? Do you end that shit early? Do you call it quits? Do you say you got a slide? Do you say this shit is over? Or do you eat the bill and eat the L?
Garcon, check please. This bitch has lost her mind.
Okay, now. Okay, all right. You out at the table. You vibing. You order a Miller Lite. Set the tone. Boom. Right.
Who is he, Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Said, a Miller Lite.
Right, sorry. Heineken.
Nigga, I ordered a house liquor. Nigga,
House liquor. You order a Natty Ice. All right. Get yourself a Natty Ice, a Jager Bomb. All right. Okay. So you get house drink. Boom. She gets 738. One round. You still in the game, yeah?
Yeah. I'm still in the game the first round, but I'm going to let her know, like, hey, man. How's your drink? You like? You enjoyed it? Just want to remind you that it's 3 o'clock and we're at happy hour. Here's the menu, just in case you didn't hear it.
You're about that.
Yeah.
I'm you just say that.
Oh, absolutely.
After the first one, though.
Yeah, after the first one. I remind her that, listen, we're happy hour. This is another reason why I didn't go on dates when I was single, because bitches didn't understand. They ain't about to get me, bitch. I got rent to pay on the first.
Come
on. Listen. This is the happy hour menu. This is where you should order. If you make the mistake again, you're on your own, ho. All
right, okay. This is a great conversation.
It is.
What kind of hints can you throw to a woman when you're poor? What?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Because I don't think they give a fuck anyway.
They don't give a fuck.
I think inviting her to happy hour is kind of like, hey, I think got it all night.
I was going to say, I think that's the, hey, I used PTO to get on this date because I need to save money. Here we are, 3 o'clock at Grand Lux.
Facts.
Order the $4 drink, bitch.
Please.
Not the $16 drink.
Give me a fucking break.
Come on.
Because otherwise, ain't nothing happy about this hour.
Do you know what it took? Because they don't understand what it takes for me to even be out with you in public. No. Like, if we're really trying to talk real here,
yeah,
it takes a lot for me to even take you out in public.
So here we are in public, and now you want to order $16 drinks instead of the $4 drink? Bitch, you got me fucked up. Use this motherfucking menu right now, or this shit's over.
You know, it's almost.
I don't even have a car. I Ubered here.
It's almost as if they feel like your money is make believe. Bitch, both of us made $19 an hour. Do you think my money is make believe? And yours is. We both have places to live for. We have places to pay for.
Oh, you got a good job. Bitch, I make 12.
She 12. She makes 19, of course.
Yeah.
Because she went to college and probably you didn't.
I made $11.50. I work at PRC. What the fuck? I'm on the Toyota account. What do you want from me?
Thank you for calling DirecTV. My name is Michael. can I sell you an NFL Sunday ticket?
You want the choice? You want the choice plus package plus NFL? Oh,
the Premier Plus.
The Premier Plus.
You know what's crazy? I thought that I would never forget those scripts, but I forgot them. I don't remember them anymore.
Yeah, I really don't.
I used to know those.
I recited them. I knew them so well, but I forgot them.
See, with the Premiere Plus, you can get stars.
The Premiere, you had amazing credit with the Premiere.
Oh,
if I'm offering you Premiere, you had amazing credit.
You remember you would fucking enter the social and hold your breath, like, please come back green. Please.
Sometimes I knew I wasn't on it. I would hope it'd come back red because I knew, like, damn, this person, I'm not going to sell this person.
See, like, listen, that's how, that shit made me racist. Because sometimes they would call me like, you know, I don't even want to run your credit down because I know, bro. Hey, cuz. Hey, y'all got that motherfucking, that NFL Sunday shit.
When they ask you for the service, they ain't got it.
Fuck, yes, sir.
It's the niggas that, like, no, man, I already got my bundle package through AT&T. I'm good. Like, but no, sir.
That's the nigga you want. Come here to me, sir.
Yeah.
Go ahead and run my social. Fine, sir.
Fine. There you go. Hey, man, when they call already giving you a social, hey, man, 745-638-2278. No.
And then you drop that, what was it, that 250 deposit?
All right, so, yeah. So I can get you in the best possible package. Two rooms, two DVRs. All you're going to need is $250 and a $27.95 processing fee today.
Click.
That was me.
Oh, my God. A few times you hear, okay, cool. Like, what the fuck?
Wait, what? Scammer, what'd you say?
You want this shit?
You do realize on your first bill it's going to be like $400.
Oh,
right?
My God. Hey, I'm
man, I'm telling y'all.
I lied my ass off, buddy. I didn't talk about no fees. I was a swindler.
Nigga, I used to lie like a motherfucker.
I didn't mention no motherfucker.
So you mean to tell me, my first bill is going to be $39.99?
Yes. You betcha.
You're absolutely right.
Tell him come and find me. Fuck you. You betcha. You're going to be $39.95, ma'am. Right. My name is Alan, number 0552.
I was the bestseller, but I failed every quality. All but quality was horrible because I lied.
I hated you, nigga.
I talk slang.
It is what it is.
Like, I really hated you.
I was my caller.
Yeah, whoever you were.
I knew you was playing.
If they call from Texas, hey, Lane, how are you? All right.
I knew you was playing.
Right. Well, you can go ahead and get the Premier Plus package, you see. And then after that,
you know what's crazy?
You really be sad.
Being a salesperson over the phone taught me how to deal with women. I always was a chameleon. Because whoever you were on the phone is who I became.
When
I met a woman, whoever you were, if you're ratchet, I'm ratchet too.
Hey, let's turn up.
You know what I'm saying? That's what that shit taught me. And I used to always tell my niggas, like, when we're out and you're asking a girl for her number, she says, that's the worst she could say to you. Just like on the phone. What's the worst a customer could say to you? No.
Nope.
I applied that to real life. Ask Ben. I tell Ben all the time. And she says no to you. That's the worst she can say to you.
And I mean, just like customer service, when you want to put these bitches on hold and walk away, bro. Period. I mean, it's
you know how many calls I used to drop?
Oh, vending machine these hoes. Are you crazy?
Get the fuck out of here, ho.
Message!
But yeah, back to the happy hour shit. Like, if I'm... if we're at happy hour, dog, we're at happy hour for a reason, dog. I'm not a happy hour to fucking pop bottles and shit, dog. Like, I'm here to get these motherfucking, like, appetizers and these $4 drinks, dog. If you start ordering premium drinks,
these blue motorcycles,
you got to get out of
it. Do you think that's some shit you should say before?
I don't think I should have to if I'm inviting you to happy hour. Because me, personally, I would make it clear, like, we're going to happy hour.
Yeah, like, if I was trying to buy you full meal, full drinks, I just
going to wait till tonight. Yeah, I'm waiting till tonight.
If we're going to happy hour at Chili's or TGI Fridays, I hope that you would have some type of common sense to know that this is not this is not going to be me breaking the bank. This is a precursor to whatever comes after.
Right.
If I take you to Barton G, then you know, okay, I got some money to blow. So you could suggest for us to do something after because I took you to Barton G.
But tonight, I'm trying to spend the 45, bro.
That's all.
I'm trying to spend the 45.
For the both of us, with drinks and food, 45.
We can do the 45.
That's stupid, guys. Use your common sense.
Period, dog.
Hey, don't bring that city girl shit here, fam.
Dog.
Okay, this is the same
because
place.
Those be the ones that fucking get the fucking pussy shit.
I want Remy, period.
Fuck
you. You only get one drink.
You're not even wearing Remy. Fuck you. You ain't even wearing that Indian Remy. Speaking of Indian Remy.
Ooh.
For those of you who are going on dates and your hair is not looking too great, you can always holler at our sponsor, Heaven Sent Hair. Heaven Sent Hair offers the best virgin hair. You can holler at them at Heaven Sent Hair on Instagram. You can also give them a call at 833-5-HEAVEN. Their website is www.heavensenthair.com. They do offer 100% virgin 8A, 9A hair. They also offer full lace wigs, frontals, closures, bundles. All hair is in stock. Also, all sales are final. So again, the website is www.heavensendhair.com.
Ooh, how more can you be the one?
You scared me for a second.
Oh, I also want to let you guys
I thought
know.
You wasn't going
to
do it.
Potential sponsors, we do have an announcement to make. Since we've been here for a year, we do have spots open for potential sponsors. So if you want to be a sponsor of the show, hit us up and we'll make some shit happen.
Pussy sponsors, hit my DMs. PLUSTATDY on Instagram. Underscore SIRPLUS on Twitter. PLUSPIERRE on the Facebook. And PLUSTATDY on Snapchat.
Do you know
that, like, we never give out social media on this fucking podcast?
We never do. And they somehow find us.
They find us.
Fucking never.
Shout out to the nigga Navy.
We just never remember. We just get straight into talking shit.
We did it the first 2 weeks, and after that, we never did it again.
Fuck it. You figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out.
Follow NWO.
Yeah.
Follow NWO Podcast. Go to www.nwopodcast.com. Okay. Would you date somebody you weren't physically attracted to if they treated you like a fucking king?
I wouldn't.
So you're not gonna date Beulah even though she's good to you?
No.
You're not gonna date Barbara?
No, because Bertha? I can get a Maya to treat me like a fucking king.
Touche, buddy. Touche.
I'm not gonna lower my standards.
There's no need to date Quasimodo.
Yeah. Fuck you, Quasi.
Quasha.
I'm not gonna do that shit.
Ben, would you date the humpback of Notre Dame if she was good to you?
we have a couple of questions to ask. Does Quasimodo have a fat butt? Does he got double D breasts? Does he have full luscious lips?
Oh, shit.
Does he have ankles that would eventually lead to a fat ass?
Oh, shit, dog. Oh, Ben, you're funny, dog. Do y'all see how he put it? He put his hands on the bottom.
I was ready to talk.
He's ready.
I was ready to talk.
Yeah, I gotta see that video.
Though, talk your shit, dog.
Oh, you fucked me up, sir.
Those are good questions. Those are valid questions. That's what you like. So, yeah, those are valid questions.
Because butterfaces exist.
And that's the thing. Like, there are some good women out here that look like monsters.
No, they are. There are. So, it depends.
Don't good monsters deserve love?
So, okay. So, what's... So, when I say Amaya for me could be...
Butterface with somebody else. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
you get the entire fuck out of here.
That it could be.
All right, experiment. Okay.
Like, what looks good to me may not look good to you or whoever the guy may be.
He lied. Get the fuck out of here.
I have a homeboy right now.
My model wife could be ugly. I don't know.
Hold on. I know a guy right now who is dating a woman who has the body of Serena Williams, but her face looks like James Evans.
Wait, that's Serena Williams.
I'm not going to stand for that, man.
That's so funny.
I'm not going to fucking stand for that, man. Not on this fucking show.
What you got going on today, man?
I'm not going to stand for it. Not on this show. Oh, God. Wow.
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They're going to be like, wait, Ben said that?
You're on fire.
I'm sorry, guys.
You're fucking on fire.
These are jokes. Okay, these are jokes. They are jokes.
Oh, good gravy.
Okay, comedy and content. Okay.
That's the title of the episode, Comedy and Content.
Shit. Holy shit. Wait, that's Serena Williams. Look, somebody has to love on the ugly monsters, buddy.
No, but somebody's out here wifing them.
Oh, yeah, because they're pregnant all the time.
They
don't stop getting pregnant.
Jesus.
Oh, because they know what they're doing. They know how to please.
Exactly.
They're swindlers.
Yeah. They go extra hard, you know what I'm saying? They'll fuck you a little better and because they know they're fighting for something.
They send you a text, you LOL, and you're in there, buddy. You fucking don't you LOL. Let me tell you something. An ugly bitch will charm you to death. You got to be swift. Be vigilant, okay? These ugly motherfuckers will charm you to death. Next thing you know, you out here in public with a beast, and you can't explain to you why you out with this beast with a heart of gold. Niggas won't understand, cuz. Be vigilant. Keep it moving. Because if you talk back, they got you. They're charming as shit.
Okay, so guys, we didn't have a title, but within the last 30 seconds, we have four potential titles. We have comedy and content. I'm sorry, three. Comedy and content, don't you LOL, and beast with a heart of gold. Oh, shit.
So, beast with the heart of gold.
You asked for E&J, baby.
Oh, God.
You asked for E&J. This is what you got.
I mean, but I guess like ugly niggas do it, too.
It's exactly. What I'm saying.
You got to charm your way in there, buddy.
You have to, dog.
You got to finesse.
Better throw a couple of jokes in there, have a couple of interesting conversations.
Steve Urkel your way and wear that bitch down.
Every scam nigga in North Miami Beach looks like Shabba Ranks.
Come on.
All of them.
I'm telling you, bro. All them niggas.
But them niggas don't have to say. G-wagons. But them niggas don't have to do or say much. It's their money talks for them.
That's it.
So.
And the Gucci belts, though.
Yeah, pretty much. And the big bellies. The big bellies and the Gucci belts.
Big, oh, yes.
With the belly hanging.
All the fat Haitian niggas in North Miami got bad bitches.
Okay. We have now reached the this or that section of our program. So at this time,
it's not a fucking program.
I ask that my cohort. Y'all like that shit?
Yeah.
That nigga's a cohort.
Never been a cohort.
Never been called a cohort.
My cohorts. What's up, my cohorts? All right, Ben, please, if you will. Hey, nigga,
nigga,
nigga, nigga,
nigga.
Nigga, this, that, quick, crack, big, that, big, Mac, six, crack, big, whack, this, that, red, bitch, slap,
my bad, it's over.
Who do you think would get a ring sooner?
Oh, God.
Russell Westbrook or Cam Newton?
I think Cam Newton.
Why do you think Cam Newton has a better chance of winning a championship?
Because in the NFL, if you win 9 games or 8 games, you can get into the playoffs. If you're on a hot streak, you can easily win 3 to 4 games and win a Super Bowl. Eli Manning did that before.
Yeah.
So Russell Westbrook, it's a little bit harder to win 16 games in the playoffs, especially when you have a couple of super teams there. Not only that, he doesn't have much help. He's a ball-dominant player. He takes a lot of shots. That team doesn't play much defense. It's going to be a little tougher for him to win a championship, I feel, as opposed to a guy like Cam Newton, who can have a dominant defense. And like I say, even if he doesn't have as many weapons on offense, if he goes, if the team gets on a hot streak at the right time, they can win a Super Bowl.
But they need an offensive line, bro. I don't watch a lot of football.
They do.
But I know the niggas.
He got to the Super Bowl already. He lost to Peyton Manning and Denver Broncos.
That shit still hurt.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
it's a sacrifice.
Russell Westbrook got to the NBA championship with Kevin Durant and James Harden. You know what I'm saying? And since Durant left, Russell hasn't sniffed the second round of the playoffs. He's been bounced out of the first round ever since Durant left.
Talk about being bounced out.
You don't know what that shit is like.
You saw what Dame just did to him.
That's what I was about to say. He just got done to him the other night.
That fucking meme, buddy. Oh, my God.
The green light meme?
My nigga. You saw Dame's face? Like,
hey, why? Can we tell people why Plus is stuffing his face right now?
Plus just, Plus and Chris were smoking on some grade A Rastafarian ganja, and I've never seen anyone eat the way Plus is eating right now. That's why you don't hear him talking right now, because on this podcast, Plus is the A-mic, and he's not saying a fucking word right now, but he's swallowing his food.
Where's his food from, Ricky?
It's from Vegetarian Delight, and Vegetarian Delight is the official sponsor of the NWO podcast. If you're ever in the area, please make sure you visit Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar, which is located at 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida 33023. And Plus is eating the vegan chili.
Willy nilly.
If you love vegan chili and you want to feel willy nilly and feel silly, make sure you slide.
It won't kill me.
It won't kill you. Make sure you slide over to 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida 33023. If you want to call ahead of time, you can do that by dialing 954-241-7402. I'm going to repeat that number to you. It's 954-241-7402. Holla at Chris.
Yeah, I got it.
Let him know you want some of that vegan chili, vegan griot, that vegan chicken, southern fried chicken sandwich. Oh, my God. The vegan Jamaican beef patties. Oh my gosh.
Vegan, that is the
Let him know that the niggas with a pain sent you.
Like Ray
Again,
Romano.
Address 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida.
Miramar
Come through.
Parkway.
The vibes are amazing. The food is even Miramar better. Parkway. Follow them on Instagram at the Light Juice Bar. How many patties I had today? 4?
Fucking 5.
Five? God damn, Chris. Shit.
Ricky, what's the better theme song? Sister, Sister, or Smart Guy?
Smart Guy.
I'm going to have to go Smart Guy. I love Sister, Sister, but I have to go Smart Guy.
How does Sister, Sister's intro go?
Sister, Sister, can't believe how much I miss you. And not everybody knows. I ain't ever
Sister, Sister. Smart Guy.
He's smarter.
A smart guy.
Smart guy. Yeah, no, it's just slapped.
Smart guy. But anybody remember the bars, though? Because there was a verse.
I don't remember the bars.
TJ Henderson, something, something, something. Yeah. I'm flying genuine. A 10-year-old whiz kid busting high school.
A tenacious little shorty.
On the ball, very clever.
That's going to say that potential title. A tenacious little shorty. Like the little fucker that was on our last show that looks like fucking Plus Son. That was a tenacious little shorty.
A tenacious little shorty.
If that's what we're going to call him.
The fucking, I'm sorry, snorted. The fucking 90s were a son of a bitch. Ben, crew cut or ankle socks?
Hold on, Ben. What'd you like? Smart guy or sister?
Oh, he says smart guy.
Yeah, smart guy. Okay.
Yeah, more harmonies and background vocals.
I think we remember it.
It was a more complete composition.
Facts. What's the new one? What's the next? What'd you say? What was the one?
Crew cut or ankle socks?
I don't think you could just choose one over the other because they both serve different purposes for different styles.
Really?
Because if you're wearing, I mean, if you're wearing Converse and you're wearing shorts or whatnot, I would say that you wear ankle socks. But if you're dressed up in like the whole, I guess, Mexican California gang type style of dress code, you got to wear them with long, like knee-high socks.
Really?
Yeah. Why are you saying that?
you got that gun in them.
No, but
you disagree, Chris.
I mean, not because I wear a lot of high socks. I don't really wear ankle socks. I don't really like ankle socks.
I mean, to be honest, I don't even wear ankle socks, to be honest.
I ain't got no ankle socks, cuz.
I haven't worn ankle socks since like 8th grade.
I'm a long sock nigga, cuz.
It's long or
none at all for me.
No show.
I don't even like wearing shoes, so.
Yeah.
Fucking Fred Flintstone foot like fucking.
Somebody please find intensive moisture lotion for
Barney
this guy's
Rubble
feet.
Bitch, look at his feet.
Barney Rubble.
They gotta develop the space program
further first. Hold on, this nigga just call me Barney Rubble.
It's some shit. You gotta go out of this
Ricky's
world.
Ricky's feet looks like
moisturized. This nigga's feet.
Ricky's feet looks like they've seen all 400 years of slavery.
Oh my god!
All 400 years of slavery.
That nigga has walked through the valley of the shadow of death. He fears no evil. The rod and thy staff comforts him. Yea, though he walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
Barefoot.
I can light a match off his feet, dog. Like, literally.
No, they be clowning me at work because I have my shoes off at work and shit. No, they be clowning me, dog.
Fuck y'all. All of y'all.
Damn.
And if you don't like me, blow me. Y'all ain't gonna turn me back to the old me.
If his feet knock together while he's running, he can start forest fires.
Oh my god.
I remember the first time I showed Maya my feet. She said, ew.
You already locked in, baby.
Then it got the nerve, only the nerve to wear slides. Disrespectful.
With no
fuck.
Socks. Ew.
Ooh. Okay.
Speaking of
you
wearing
call
slides,
me Barney Rubble,
Barney Rubble, bitch.
Oh shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, the guys have been drinking while they are drunk.
You screw the pooch.
Please be sure to check out.
I'm sorry, you
fucking
NWOPod.com.
Oh god!
For all of our merchandise, you can find links to all of our social
fucking
media.
Screw the pooch
and. How to stream okay. us
That's
on
what we're
every
do.
Streaming platform.
We're just gonna remove that shit from the very top. Whatever time this is,
he got it.
Forget yeah. I ever said it.
Yeah,
it will just try to get another
okay,
time.
So we're gonna do action. Ready, set, action. Right, so, nigga called me Barney Rubble. This nigga's crazy.
Barney Rubble. Okay.
I just want to let everybody know too. Sponsor. We have a 3150 is our sponsor as well. Make sure you guys holler at 3150.
On the gang.
Their Instagram is 3150 clothing. They have exclusive clothing representing Unity. And we have great news. They have upped our promo code. So if you go ahead and you shop at 3150 clothing and you use the promo code NWO, you now get 20% off your order. And free shipping. Again, that promo code is NWO whenever you're shopping with 3150. You get 21% off your order and you get free shipping. So make sure you go there. Go online. It's www.3150clothingonline. Or you can go on the Instagram page. It's 3150 clothing.
Oh, I am fucking blitzed.
They do also offer international shipping as well. Overseas.
Oh my god, he's rolling more drugs. Oh god. Okay.
This doesn't stop.
We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga segment of this program.
You make me hate
you. You see, during this time, it's when the people come to ask real niggas their opinions about everyday matters on this program, you see.
Fuck you.
So my cohort, Ben, if you will, please, drop that gangsta shit. Bitch, you want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. Know I'm quick to hit her. Nigga. And we all just lit her. Spliffer. Quitter. Litter. Bitch, this comes from Bree underscore 941. We fucking love you, Bree. Ask a real nigga, how did you guys meet each other? And how did it develop into a friendship? Okay. There are two stories to this. Okay. So fucking Ricky, I fucking knew like... from some church shit as a kid. Okay? But then I didn't go to school with these motherfuckers or nothing. They're Broward boys. So we all got hired at like the same place in adulthood. Fucking they hired, it was fucking 100 of us that got hired by a fucking staffing agency. Fucking Ben was quiet. You know, fucking Ben. I was low key. Because I was high as shit. Ricky was a fucking asshole. He came through dropping dick like a cowboy. Talking shit, being a ruffian, making noise.
A ruffian.
A fucking ruffian. A fucking nuisance. So, bro, they did this shit smooth as fuck. The second day, what was it? The second day of work?
Yeah.
The second day
second
of work.
Second or third day.
Second or third day. Niggas go to lunch, bro. We come back from lunch. Half the fucking class is gone. 50 people just fucking fired. Ricky, what was the call they gave you? So talk about the call where you got fired. So
we're all on lunch. Me, you, and Ben are on lunch. We're talking about 2K or some bullshit. Next thing I got a phone call. So I answer the phone call. They're like, hey, Ricky, how's everything going? I'm like, everything's going fine. It's a staffing agency that originally hired us. So I'm like, yeah, everything's going great. I'm like, oh, yeah, we just want to let you know that thank you for showing up. You're no longer needed at your assignment. No, what the fuck? The fuck you mean I'm no longer needed, bitch? So the phone hangs up. So I go talk to the fucking trainer at the training club. I'm like, hey, ma'am, I just got this crazy call. You'll never believe it. I think it's a mistake, but they said for me never to come back again. Like, you know the only thing about this? She was like, yeah, I can't comment. You should call them back. Needless to say, I got canned. Meanwhile, Plus and Ben moved up in the ranks, made a career out of the fucking place, lived bitch. Happily ever after.
Little bitch.
All because I was a fucking ruffian.
Fuck you. Rick came to every fucking company function we had. Fucking everyone. Christmas parties, conventions.
I gave him a reminder of the mistake that they made. I don't know. They probably were like, yeah, we're
but y'all thought hard as fuck on these niggas. Okay. Our second Ask a Real Nigga question.
Rouse.
Hold on, wait one fucking minute.
Y'all thought I was finished.
What about that Aston Martin? Y'all thought I was rented.
Bitchy.
This comes from Bianca. Now it's fucking Miami Bianca XO today.
Today.
Question for the men. Would you be offended if a woman you've given dick to asked you to lend her your dick for a dick mold?
I'd actually take that as flattery. My dick is that good that you want to make a replica of my fucking dick.
Would you do it?
Sure. Why not?
What's the price tag, cuz?
Would you tell Maya that you're going to do the dick mold?
Is it for Maya? If it's for Maya, I'm not doing it. Like, nah, I'm not doing it for you.
Call me, fam. Hit me up.
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Phone call away.
Call me.
But if I'm a nigga out here with multiple partners and some girl says to me, like one of my main squeezes say to me, yo, I need to make a multiple, you know, a replica of your dick because you're not available when I need you to be available, but your dick is good. Okay. It's one less person I got to kind of worry about with my other bodies that I got to tend to.
I just got
to
compete against myself, not my own competition.
Yeah, that's okay. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Fellas.
You know what that fucking sounded like?
What?
That fucking, you know the part of the fucking Five Heartbeats? When they were on the fucking corner by the police. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
That's one of the best parts of the movie.
I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, baby. Little bitch. No, thank you. No, you guys are far too fucking kind.
So yeah. what you got? Am I the only one answering? Or
I'm not doing any dick moves, guys.
You're not doing it?
Not a single.
Is there any particular reason as to why?
I don't want a harder version of me in the streets. I'm not competing with that. I'm not competing with the always hard version of my dick. That's stupid. I'm not doing that.
Pussy nigga.
She can eliminate me. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, pussy nigga.
Fuck
what, you. What about you? It's not like the real thing, my nigga.
I'm not doing it.
If you're eating a pussy right, she can't get rid of you. Mm-hmm. Drop a bomb for your boy. Hey, I haven't had a bomb drop from me since I started falling asleep on this podcast.
Because you're trash. I'm still not doing it. I think it's fucking weird.
What about you, Benny? Would you do a dick mold of your dick?
I just want to know what the price tag is, because Safari was out here, you know, getting offered seven figures.
But you know, if she's your main squeeze, if she's one of your main squeezes, she ain't gonna give you the money for it. She just wants a mold of it. Would you do it?
No.
Gotcha. Never mind. No, I ain't asking you.
I mean, prime, like, I wouldn't call it my prime. But back in the day, Chris would have said, yeah.
When I was younger,
but now my wife owns the patent.
Yeah, I'm saying. Exactly. Owns the patent.
The penis patent.
The penis patent.
The penile patent.
The penile patent. I like that.
Okay, this next question comes from Pharmacy Girl. It says here, NWO question. God damn it. Sorry about that. I did it again. I play with
Plus
your heart.
Did it again.
I play with your heart and lost it again, bitch. Ooh, baby, ooh, you think I'm in love? I just wanna know. I'm not gonna hit again.
Oh, baby,
how was I supposed to know?
That your pussy will drop like dominoes.
Baby, your pussy look crazy.
Hey.
That shit has phased me. Now it's gonna erase me one more time. Your pussy hairs is killing me.
And I
must fuss. Bitch, I can't breathe.
Still can't breathe.
If you shave that shit, I lose my mind. It smells like pine.
Fuck
shave
me,
that pussy
baby.
One time. Shave that pussy one more time.
please, baby, shave that pussy one more time.
Oh my God.
That's stupid. This is stupid.
They asked for the E&J, they got it. They said we were losing our edge, fellas.
We didn't even fucking get into the fucking question, asshole. How did that start?
I don't know. I started singing some bullshit. I don't know.
No, but how the fuck do real niggas sing Britney Spears? Where'd that come from?
What was the first sentence of the question?
End of your question, is it appropriate? I don't know where that came from.
Where the fuck did Britney Spears come from? I can't wait to play this back. Yeah. Fuck it. Answer the question. Well, ask the question.
Shout out to E&J.
Is it appropriate for parents to kiss their children on the lips?
How old is your child?
Yeah.
It don't matter. I don't do that weird shit.
Even when he's a baby?
You know what? Once he started doing sentences, I stopped.
Yeah, I mean,
I stopped.
Once he got a mouthful of teeth, my nigga, relax. Yeah.
I stopped kissing Malia on the lips at 3. I still kiss Ari on the lips. I said, give me a kiss, and she gives me a kiss
on my
lips.
She's a baby. Yeah. Bye. Yeah. We got like a year and a half of that shit.
Yeah. Once she's like 3, that's it.
You got to savor these beautiful years. They're beautiful.
Because now Malia's about to turn 6, and now she's gone from talking full sentences to talking back.
Oh, God.
So the last thing I want to do is kiss her in the mouth.
You want to punch her in it.
Yeah. I want to punch her in it, literally.
Chris, yeah, I'm thinking nigga 3-4.
Four is pushing it, but yeah, 3-4, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like, if I see a parent do it, I mean, I guess, like, I don't think anything sexualized about it.
If you see your homie kiss his 16-year-old daughter in the mouth, you saying something?
No, that's not weird at all. I mean, I do think it's weird, and I judge him for it inside my soul.
Yeah.
But I don't say a fucking thing.
Even out of personal curiosity, you just going to sit there and see it happen and not say nothing.
Oh, that's so fucking weird, though. You're 16-year-old. Oh, fam.
I think if she's 16, I'm going to be like, I would say something like, bro, like, you think that's still, like, necessary?
I mean, but how do you tell a man how to show love to his own family?
I'm not going
to
tell him anything. I'm just going to ask him, like, question. I'm not going to even say appropriate. I'm going to use the word necessary. Like,
do you think it's fucking
still
weird?
Necessary? You think it's still necessary to kiss her? You know, so like 16? 2 years removed from 18? You're kissing your daughter in the mouth? That's fucking weird, bro. That's weird, man.
That's fucking weird as fuck, bro.
It's weird, man. 16? Malia's about to be 6, and it's weird. I won't kiss her in the mouth. Like, Malia say, good night, daddy. And she'll, like, she'll reach to kiss me, like, hey, and I always turn.
Fist bump, fam.
Yeah. All right, my nigga. Like, nah, man. Like, no.
All right, my nigga.
Hey, damn. All
right, my nigga.
At what age do you hit your son with the eye, right, my nigga?
7, 8.
Man, listen.
Get your little nigga ass out of here.
I hug my son nonstop.
That's what I'm saying.
Hugging is cool. Like,
I kiss him on the top of the head.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's a parent.
That's a daddy kiss.
That's a
zone.
Daddy kiss. You know what I'm saying? Like,
top of the head is daddy kiss zone.
Yeah. And yeah, that's beautiful. Like, I kiss Malia on the cheeks all day long.
That's your stop daughter. Kissing.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But the lips, like, after a certain age, I think it gets 16?
Nah. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. I'd have to say something, bro.
Yeah, I don't think I cannot say nothing.
Even if it's just to be like, bro, why y'all do that? Like, is it part of y'all?
If I seen Ben kissing a 16-year-old daughter in the lip, you think I'm not going to say that? Like, hey, Ben.
Ben, you can go to jail, bro.
Hey, man. Okay.
That's like 2 crimes. That's at least 3 crimes.
Get your Haitian lips off my goddaughter, bro.
Please.
Stop it.
I would never.
I'm just saying, like, if it was one of y'all niggas, I'm definitely saying something. I don't give a fuck how y'all feel. Definitely saying something.
Mm-mm.
On the lip? Yeah, but yeah, if I see you kissing Eli on the forehead, I don't give a fuck if Eli's 19, he's kissing his son on the forehead, whatever. That's his dad, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's appropriate.
I do think it's weird you kiss your brother on the face. I mean, it's very weird.
Yeah, I kiss my brother on the face.
That's very fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah, I kiss him on the cheek. It's like for me, it's like letting him know that he's still beneath me. Like, you get this kiss on the cheek, bitch.
Why are you gay? You are gay.
He understands that.
You know what's funny about this shit? you know these niggas will do that shit to me all the time?
Yeah.
And it's fucking like, yo, I imagine I'm just shaking your hand. I bring you in for the, you know, little clap on the back.
There you go, nigga. Take that.
I want to fight. I want to fight.
You know I got a plus with that was.
I wanted to fucking fight.
You were so confused.
I wanted to fucking fight. Don't fucking kiss me, fam. Let me tell you. I was in fucking New York for a Labor Day parade. I got drunk as fuck.
I think I remember this.
They had to put me in a shopping cart to take me home because I could not walk. I physically could not walk. Okay? The fucking Trinidadian ladies on the script was giving me all kind of shit, dark liquor, clean liquor. I was gone. So all I remember is I'm in the shopping cart. I remember getting in the shopping cart. Next thing I know, I wake up, I'm in bed. And my nigga, I am tucked in. Like, one of these niggas tucked me in. And I was so fucking mad. It was 3 a.m. I woke up. Who the fuck tucked me in? Fam. Success tucked me in. I was so fucking mad, bro. Oh, shit. Don't you ever tuck a real nigga in ever again.
Oh, my God, bro.
Don't you ever tuck a real nigga in.
Y'all should do a skit like that. In my mind, I see that nigga tucking you in, dying,
somebody in the shopping cart, but put plus face on it.
Dude, I was fucked up.
We have the original photo.
I was fucked up.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's why I know that. We saw the photo. I would pay so much money to have been there, dog. Like, just to be there that night.
Nigga, you don't understand. So, it's just... The New York fucking Haitian parade shit is remarkable. Labor Day parade.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's fucking 13,000 fucking Haitians fucking doing March Compa. They're fucking little Trinidadian, Jamaican, Haitian, Bahamian ladies.
Scattered.
Selling food plates, selling mixed drinks for the $4. Women winding, busting it wide open. Sweet Mickey playing I Don't Care in the fucking in a parade.
It's beautiful.
It's just a fucking zoo.
Yeah.
12 hours of fucking drunken mess.
Damn.
I fucking came in that bitch 7 fucking pre-rolls. I was fucking shooting them fucking off. I'm doing it this year.
Labor Day.
You know what? We need to talk about
Remember, he was trying to get us to go.
I'm trying to tell you niggas, brother.
Amen.
Get a little Airbnb.
You too.
And fucking y'all New York off.
Listeners.
Y'all boys off anyway.
Jumping on DMs.
Y'all off. It's Labor Day. That Monday, y'all boys off.
We should do a live show Sunday.
In New York.
Labor Day, we out.
Fuck you talking about.
Nah, we do a live show in New York, nigga.
That shit.
You know what I'm saying? Live show in
New York, what's up? Holla at us, man. Let us know what time it is.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Go on, get mama. That shit is amazing.
I'm bringing the vegan grill all the way to New York. That's on the camera.
Hey, little bitch. We doing a little pop-up, little bitch.
Little bitch.
Little taster, little bitch.
Little bitch.
Hey, should flag day pop-up, little
ooh,
bitch.
Little bitch.
Pull up, little bitch.
Little bitch.
Little griot, little bitch.
Little bitch.
Little cremas, little bitch.
Little bitch.
Vegan taster, little bitch.
Little bitch.
Everything vegan, little bitch.
Little bitch.
Turn up, little bitch.
Little bitch. It's going to be a big meet and greet. We gonna
big
have
meat,
merch on
big
sale.
Meat and greet. Big meat, big meat, big meat.
Big meat,
yeah, big meat and greet.
You know what? We need to hold on to that. Big meat and greet.
Yeah.
We need to hold on to that.
M-E-A-T.
I don't know when we're going to need it.
M-E-A-T.
But we need to hold on to it.
Ain't no double E's in here, cuz.
And all you fuck niggas still in our
EA Sports in the game. First of all, I don't like when people just say fuck niggas. You gotta say fuck niggas.
Fuck niggas.
The PH.
It's PH.
PHUCK.
Fuck niggas.
One more time.
Fuck niggas. This one's for you. Fuck niggas. Fuck niggas. Yeah, this one's for you. Who's that? L's Jeezy and Trick.
Jeezy.
Oh. Damn. He's never coming back, is he?
Nope.
Nah, bro.
That part, type of music that won't survive today. It just won't. Because niggas was too pussy.
It's about the user.
Let me tell you something.
He was a dealer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I hear Jeezy the Snowman in the club, I scream like a thought.
Jeezy the Snowman.
I make it winter time. Oh my God. I heard the streets hungry. So guess what?
It's dinner time.
Come on. Come on.
Preach.
Come on.
Can I get an amen?
Message.
So I always used to be in Coco. Oh my God.
I remember. You remember Coco's?
Yeah. And we juke.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, the weed boys stand to be jug. Hey, I ain't the motherfuckers on that gray goo drunker than a motherfucker. Oh my God.
We jug.
Yes. Oh, turn that man. Bitch up.
Turn up, man.
Hey. If you in your car right now, go ahead and max this one up.
Oh my God.
Bob,
Jesus is so
oh, make it winter time. Heard the streets hungry.
Put the windows down on the fuck niggas, man.
Here we go. Here
turn
we
this shit up loud.
Cut that off. I'm thinking this shit. Oh, so first of all, he didn't use a single drug in this. He's just selling it. That shit's over.
Yeah.
The kids are on crack. Richard, final thoughts.
Final thoughts are please, if you are a supporter of this podcast, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. And you make your way over to our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/NWOpodcast. If you find it in your heart to donate to the podcast, make sure you subscribe to one of the tiers. We'd appreciate it. And make sure you listen to us on either SoundCloud, iTunes, Deezer, and all of our many, many, many platforms that we have.
Chris, any final thoughts today?
My final thoughts are be sure to be on the lookout for the NWO pop-up. My Haitian Flag Day is going to be a lit vibe. It's going to be at the Vegan Trap House, also known as Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. And, yeah, make sure to follow us on all social media. That is NWO Podcast. On Instagram and the NWO Podcast on Twitter.
Final words, Bentley. Any final thoughts?
What?
What's your middle name, Ben?
No.
You know what? I can Google this. You just can literally type in your fucking full name in the city you live in, and it'll come up. Google's fucking weird like that.
Well, my final thoughts are to tell a friend about the podcast, per the usual. Just type us into any regular random Google or Bing search, and you'll be able to find our platform, our show. And be sure to visit www.nwopod.com. That's www.nwopod.com. And I just want to highlight the words of Ricky Rose. I never needed acceptance from all you outsiders. We need to definitely remember these words because you need to be true to oneself. Okay? You don't need acceptance from anybody. It doesn't matter what people are doing on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, or whatever, TikTok, whatever. Be true to yourself and people will love you for it regardless.
Yep. Dope shit.
My final thoughts are, if you kiss your kids in the mouth, you're going to jail. I'm going to call the police. You're fucking sick. You might as well just use tongue. It's fucking weird. Ben, what is our song of the week?
Song of the week comes at the hands of Queen Bey, Queen of the Beehive. Beyonce is who I'm talking about. And the song that I'm referring to is Before I Let Go from the Homecoming Live album.
This just slaps so filthy.
Queen B. Shout out Beyonce.
This just slaps so
beautiful documentary.
Jeez.
Legend.
Bitch. Gotta slide. Ooh. Stop. Little bitch, hey, let's go, hey, that ass makes me. Ooh, let's go.
This should go crazy.
That pussy. Hear this shit coming. Hear this stupid shit coming.
Boy, it's a
shame. Is this it? Is this it?
I won't be foolish.
Oh, not yet.
No, I wanna know. I wanna make sure I'm right. Before I let go.
Ooh.
You know I thank God sometimes. Oh.
Fuck this all up.
You know there's nothing.
You gotta walk to this shit.
Nothing,
you gotta walk to this shit. B.
Before I let you go.
You gotta walk to this shit. You gotta walk to this shit. Make that ass drop to this shit. You gotta walk to this shit. Walk to this shit. Drop to this shit. Made that pussy pop to this shit.
Never
let you go
before I go.
Slide, 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 slide. Pop to this shit, drop to this shit. Pop to this shit. Walk to this shit, pop to this shit. Hey, you gotta drop to this shit. Hey, she slide on this shit. Hey, pull up the cool Jedi.
Boost with the ghost fellas. I brought the squad with me. Black on black bandanas. I say a champagne. I did the damn thing. Dirty Diana. Singing and dancing all in the rain.
Hit him with him. Bitch, I just want to have a good time.
Turn around, take it inside.
Bitch.
Cross your legs, turn around and clap. Shuffle to the left, let's glide now. Drop it down, drop it down low.
Low
to the floor. Bring it up, tap and roll. Step on them, kick on them.
Hey, you shake your head like she fucked this up. Okay, wait. Turn it down. I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck. Maybe we're not gonna end the show. Wait one second, wait. Do you think this shit's replacing barbecues?
This is filthy, bro.
Like, do you think it's gonna replace the OG shit at the barbecue?
Let me tell you something. It's not gonna replace it for the OGs, but for the younger generation, it's gonna turn into a different type of function when this comes on. Mm-hmm. Because it channels both the original and the new.
That's the thing. I'm scared because I don't want it to replace the original Frankie Beverly Mays version, because that shit is a motherfucking classic.
If you want to do a remake, this is a template right here.
This is how you do it.
Man, she fucked this shit up.
My nigga, the Super Bowl. I know that.
Man, plan a function right now so I can DJ and play this shit, bro.
Oh my God. Bro.
Facts.
Chris.
Haitian Flag Day, baby.
Get on the ones and twos, bro.
Haitian Flag Day, May 18th.
I gotta see that
DJ
dance.
Benny B live on the boards.
Cause she does like an instructional. I gotta see this shit.
It's gonna be you.
Have any of you guys watched the Netflix shit?
No, I've not watched that shit.
I heard that shit.
I've been watching
too.
It all week.
Is it good?
I mean, the editing, cause it's like she did two nights, so like the editing in the video and everything like that is spot on. I never really was a big fan of Beyonce, but a lot of the stuff, like we were listening pre-show.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that she recreated with the band sounds incredible.
Right.
I was smoking outside earlier, and I'm walking in the hallway, and I hear like a full-on band playing in my neighbor's house. And I'm like, what college football game is happening right now? This nigga's watching the halftime show. I go inside, and lo and behold, my wife's watching the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's been like that all week.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's fucking amazing.
Beyonce, whenever Beyonce dropped, the world stopped.
Okay.
And apparently she just did a promotional ad with Adidas. Mm. I may have to be Team Adidas now.
I've been Team Adidas.
Oh, I like.
Like solely.
All day.
Yeah, remember.
I'm curious to see who listens to the entire song of the week. Nobody might even hear this shit. Hey,
that's true.
They're probably already cut it off.
Bonus content, baby.
Hey, if you made it all the way to the end and didn't cut me off, cut us out. Let me know, please.
You're a renegade of the week. If you made it to the end of the episode, like to the end,
it's like, fuck this
tweet
song.
Us, DM us, or say something, let us know.
Nigga, we made it.
Nigga, we made it. Shit. Second song of the week. Nigga, we made it. Benson, we made it. Nigga, we made it.
She says she working for Walgreens, but not at the store, at the head office.
Hey.
The head was so good, it makes sense why she work at the head office.
Come on, Aubrey. It makes so much sense. You understand? Because we didn't understand why she worked at the head office. But once we got the head, we understand.
We understand.
I know why.
So good.
You can't work at the main office.
Because
you can't work at the side office.
No. Not the store either.
You can't work at the storefront.
You got to work at the head office.
You can't work in sales. You got to work at the head office.
The head office.
All right. Thank y'all so much for listening. This is the NWO Podcast. Myself, Benicy, plus Ricky the Prince, Vegan Trap Lord. Thank you, Nigga Navy. Have a good night.
If you work at the head office, hit my DMs. Plus that.
You got the head office. You got great benefits.
Only the head office. Not at the store, but the